reason they hired me at 105.7 is because I can pronounce the letter W the way it's supposed to be pronounced. Lots of other inferior voice guys use W or W. Not me. I can say 105.7 CHW perfectly. 105.7 CFW.
Thank you.
This is 105.7 CFW. This is 105.7 CFW.
City.
much a part of the valley as taking in an express game on a beautiful summer day and a scoop of Olsen's ice cream. This is 105.7 CFW, the valley's fun music. Seven CFW.
Should we? Chippewa Valley weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low in the upper 30s to near 40. For tomorrow, a mixture of sunshine and clouds, a high again near 60. Slight rain chance tomorrow night, then more sunshine and a high around 60 on Monday. Shower and thunderstorm chances return again on Tuesday. Currently, it's 44 degrees.
CFW.
Moment forever, forever and ever.
1057 CFW. Valley's Fun Music, 105.7 CFW.
It's up to you.
1057 CFW. All the small things 1057 CFW. Seven CFW.
We'll be right back. must have been something you said. I just died in your arms tonight.
Seven CFW.
Better come inside when you're ready to, but no chance if you don't wanna dance.
Valley's fun music.
Lots and lots of fun.
All day long.
105.7 CFW.
Boy, we've got some big shoes to fill, don't we? Well, if you've been around a while, you know how important the letters WCFW have been to Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire valley. FM has always stood for fine music. Well, we've put a new paint job on things and couldn't be more excited to have been handed the torch. Where FM still stands for fine music, but also fun music. Proud to say that we're still 105.7 CFW.
The Valley's Fun Music, 105.7 CFW, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Bug Tussle Wireless.
Bug Tussle.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. More details have emerged regarding the incident on West Spruce Street in Chippewa Falls that caused a shelter-in-place order. Authorities say an intruder was threatening the resident with a gun before she escaped through a window and jumped down to the officers surrounding the house. Law enforcement authorities discovered the body of the suspect using a robot and determined the suspect had died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Authorities did not identify the man. The Wisconsin soldier who fled to North Korea in July will be charged with desertion. Travis King of Racine reportedly spent 2 months in North Korea and faces up to 3 years in prison for desertion if he's convicted. The motives that led King to run into North Korea are not yet known. He was recently released from a South Korean detention facility. In addition,